Hello, hello. It's The Pipe with Darian. I'm your host, Darian. I have my co-host, Luke.
What's happening?
And I have a special guest, my buddy Mac from high school.
Hi.
Today we're going to be talking about Pokemon Sword and Shield and other things because, honestly, our topics don't stay consistent on this show.
Plus, it's been a while. Lots happened since the last episode.
Oh, yeah, definitely. For starters, let's talk about the starters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for Sobble.
Mm-hmm. They all look really cute. I actually really like them all.
Definitely.
When I first saw them, I kind of thought they looked a tad generic, but I actually came around to liking them.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I like the two leaked final evolutions that I was able to see.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if those are real. I don't know how I feel about them, honestly. Like, I like the one for Scorbunny, and the one for Sobble looks pretty cool, too. Mm-hmm. What happened to Grookey?
I didn't see that one. That's the only one I haven't seen yet. Yeah.
Oh, God, you don't want to. He looks... Okay. I think I know what they were going for. Apparently, he's supposed to be some kind of, like, rapier, like a sword wielder or something. Okay. I think that's how it's pronounced. But, like, he has, like, a stick sword sort of thing.
Okay.
Like a handle.
I haven't seen this.
The sword looks kind of cool. Everything else looks awful. Like, his body looks... I think they're trying to go for, like, a cactus kind of look, but he looked...
Cactus, okay.
Like, his torso is, like, round, and he has, like, long arms, and his legs are super long, and they're, like, striped, and they look like pants. Like
I'm trying to imagine this in my mind, and it's not going well.
Trust me, it probably looks worse, like, the actual thing. Like, if you're trying to imagine it, it's just not...
Yeah.
The first time I saw it, he looked like a booger on a stick. It looked so bad. So I'm hoping that one isn't real.
Yeah.
But the other two actually look really cool. I like Scorbunny's evolution. He looks like... He has, like, those, like, super, like, distinct rabbit teeth that you usually see. But he looks really fast. And
mm-hmm.
He's got, like, smoke and fire on, like, his shoulders and on his feet. So, yeah, he looks cool. And then I'm not entirely sure what Sobble's final evolution is supposed to be. It's they're still going with the water lizard type of thing.
Yeah.
But, like, he's very big and bulky. He kind of...
Not what I would expect.
Yeah, honestly. Like, he has, like, a little... I think he's supposed to be kind of some kind of, like, a knight or something. Because, like, they showed off the middle evolutions, too.
I haven't seen those.
And, like, they aren't... It's not official. It's a leak.
Yeah.
That may or may not be real.
Mm-hmm.
And, Sobble's middle evolution has, like, he turns his tail into, like, a shield sort of thing. Which actually looks pretty cool.
That's kind of cool.
And I guess he's supposed to be like a knight in his last evolution. I don't know. He's like, he kind of has like knight looking armor.
Okay. Yeah. I guess we'll wait and see if those are
yeah.
real or not.
Mm-hmm. I hope for Grookey's sake that it's not.
Yeah.
He looks like a circus conductor, I swear. Like he has super long legs and they're like red and white striped.
Does not make sense to me.
He looks like he's wearing pants. And it doesn't look right. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What we have now, though, the little guys, they look really cool.
Yeah, definitely. They're cute. I enjoy mm-hmm. them.
Grookey looks a little generic, in my opinion, but, like, mm-hmm. I don't mind him. He still looks pretty cute.
Yeah.
I like his little stick that he has.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you think of the region?
The region itself actually looks really cool and really in-depth. Like,
mm-hmm. I'm very excited for that.
I saw the map, and I'm actually really down to see, like, the different places in it.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
The graphics and how the region
Gorgeous.
Looks. It's
yeah.
very beautiful and Gorgeous. A real big step up from 3DS games.
Yeah, even a step up from Let's Go.
Well, Let's Go just looked like an upscale 3DS game, so yeah. I'm happy they're bringing back Wild Encounters because I thought, like,
yeah,
what they were doing with Let's Go, like, how they have to, like, catch it. You can only catch Pokemon.
You couldn't battle wild Pokemon.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't it, like, Let's Go Eevee and Pikachu, like, the Let Pokemon Go mechanic a little bit?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they've exactly. tried that.
Well, that's what I was saying. Well. Remember in the earlier episodes, I said, like, this is, like, the kids' version of, like...
Exactly.
It's very simplified. Just bringing new fans, I guess. Fans of Pokemon Go.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, watch, you're going to release, like, a full-titled game soon. Mm-hmm. Watch, and sure enough,
Now
Sword and Shield came out now.
Well, it's coming out soon. So, yeah. I'm really excited to see the other new Pokemon, because, like, we have the starters, and that's about it.
Yeah,
so.
I'm excited to see legendaries. I want to see what they do with that.
I want to see what they are, like...
Yeah.
Sword and Shield, like, what could that be?
What could it be, yeah. I see theories about, like, direwolves.
Oh, that'd be really good. Yeah, little...
Myths, yeah. Mm.
And also just like little like wolf heads on the logos and stuff. Yeah. So that'd be really cool.
Yeah. UK, the UK is a cool place to base the region off of.
Mm-hmm. I'm really excited for that. Oh, definitely. Speaking of, the trainers, like the guy, he looks pretty cool. I don't mind him.
Yeah.
But the girl Pokemon trainer. Oh my God. Have you seen the memes?
Yeah. Yeah.
The Scottish Pokemon trainer memes.
Yeah.
They're so good. I swear.
I don't know about that outfit.
it's the hat. The hat and like the plaid skirt. Is just...
Yeah. I don't know if it works.
I mean, I like it. It looks cute. But yeah. Like...
For like a cool Pokemon trainer, uh-huh. I don't know if that translates well.
Yeah. Like I can only hear like Merida like screeching from her voice like yeah, if they make her talk. If they choose to put her in the anime, like for like the girl companion, oh my God, she better have a Scottish accent or I will riot.
That'd be so funny.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
No, I'm definitely excited.
Mm-hmm. I really want to see what they have next. Like more of the evolutions for the starters and
mm-hmm. more Pokemon.
Yeah.
Games are coming out in October, is that it? When was it?
I'm not sure. Usually they come out around that time, like in the winter. Okay. Like
and it's going to be a Switch title too, eh?
Oh, yeah. So, rip the 3DS, like, for Pokemon anyway. Like, I liked having the moves on the bottom screen. I think it worked really well, but having them on the top screen is going to be that bad. Like, it's I don't mind it.
Yeah.
That's how it was before anyway, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just...
guess who's going to buy a Switch now?
Oh boy. Like if you didn't have a reason before, now you do.
Yeah.
I mean, as a Smash wasn't enough, but yeah.
I would say Breath of the Wild and like Smash are like my two like reasons right now, just like holding me back. Now this one's like my full-fledged, all right, let's go.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah.
And also, speaking of stuff on Switch, Cuphead is finally coming to Switch. I don't know if you guys
saw that. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm actually really excited. Like I've wanted it on Switch for so long because it's such a fitting game. It's just it's a cute little platformer. Like it should be on Switch, and now it finally
it's
is.
It's coming,
yeah.
It's Sony fans can eat their heart out. But yeah, I'm really excited for that, and I wonder how comfortable playing it is going to be. Like when you're playing it two player with just the Joy-Cons.
Yeah,
it's I don't know. It might be a little difficult, but hopefully not too many people are going to try that.
Yeah,
but yeah, I'm really excited for that. It'll give me a second reason to buy Cuphead. So they're supposed to have DLC for that coming too, but like I don't. They announced it like at E3 last year, and we haven't heard any news from it since. So I don't know when that's coming out.
Okay.
Yeah, they did something cute with it. They called it Cuphead: The Delicious Last Course.
Oh gosh.
And if you look at the letters, it just spells DLC. Yeah. It's
fun.
That's
funny.
Yeah. What else is coming out then? I saw something recently. Like I kept getting like article suggestions. Apparently, something VR is coming out for Super Mario Odyssey and Legend of Zelda: Breath of the Wild. I don't know.
I remember seeing something like that, like a VR styled like Mario's type game,
like a mini thing for Odyssey or Breath of the Wild. Like I don't know how it's gonna work, but yeah,
That'd be cool though.
Yeah. Like I'd like to see some VR stuff for the Switch. Like, PlayStation's already on that, so like I heard that's actually the way they're doing it is actually really cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but other than that, I don't own one, so yeah, that's super expensive. So yeah.
Yeah, either Oculus Rift or what's the other big ones out there too?
PlayStation VR.
PlayStation VR and
yeah,
I think Google has one too.
I think so. I don't know what it's called, but. Yeah, no, Google Glass is like the glasses thing that they were like thinking about or something. I don't.
That's actually more like just like
interface. Yeah,
like what you see in the sci-fi movies.
You know, yeah,
like, or like on Dragon Ball, the scouter.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the first thing I thought about when I seen it. I'm like, we're getting scouters. Gonna read someone's power level.
Yeah.
So he's only 50. He's weak.
I'm assuming they're super expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They could seem like they can be a bit pricey. Speaking of things that are not expensive that I've gotten into, I gotta actually go ahead and call this game the Fortnite killer.
Oh boy, what is this?
Apex Legends.
Oh yeah, I've heard about that.
It's so good.
It's I heard it's like way more popular like now. I mean, maybe not more popular than Fortnite, but like because
it's way faster paced. And, okay, and the good thing about it too is not too many kids are playing, so you're not getting stuck with like these children. you're actually getting stuck with people that want to play the game.
That's
it's
good.
Actually very competitive too. Like the few, Jeez. Like the actually few rounds is like very underspoken and I'm selling it short. I played a lot of rounds so far.
Okay, yeah.
And the many rounds I've played, yeah, people are super competitive. Like, you can tell, like, it's a very team-oriented game. You just can't run in there alone unless, like, you're super skilled at it and, like, played probably a bazillion hours. Other than that, though, it's a very team-oriented game.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you need your teammates and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How many teammates do you have per team?
Per team, it's a... Teams of three.
Okay.
I believe 60 teams.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow. Or no, less than that. I think it's 30 teams. There's only 60 players on a map at once.
Oh, okay. So,
so less than 100.
Mm-hmm.
The maps are a little bit faster.
Okay.
Deploying's actually way, way faster, too. Like, getting from, the top of the wherever you're dropped from to the point you want to get to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay.
And the character selection is actually like pretty awesome. Like the mechanic of like each individual character.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Also, it kind of works like Overwatch in a way. Like there's a lot of selections.
I would actually say this game's like a good mix of like Call of Duty with Overwatch slash like the Fortnite Battle Royale mechanic.
Oh, that's cool.
Damn, I actually didn't know that.
That sounds good.
Yeah, that actually sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, you get like the Call of Duty like style, like view and like first person like experience. Then like you get the Overwatch like experience by the different characters and their abilities and what they can do. And then the Fortnite slash PUBG, whatever Battle Royale games are out there, you drop in, find your spot, collect your loot, get your weapons, and just try and be the last one standing.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. I actually didn't know anything about that. Like, I just thought it was a new big, like, first-person shooter type of thing.
Oh, yeah, no, it's cool. The intro is cool. Like, it shows, like, a little, like, introduction. Like, you walk in this bar.
Oh, okay.
And this guy, like, tells, like, people, like, this is, like, called Apex Legends. It's, like, a big championship between, like, these champions that are, like, very special. And it gives you, like, a little insight, like, to each character.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what made them a champion and, like, what makes them good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I like that a lot, actually, because makes the characters a bit more alive instead of just avatars you can pick.
Yeah,
definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, each character like varies. Like some are faster than others, some move slower than others because they're either bigger or smaller. But like because he's like they're small, they're slower. They have like more defense and like more HP.
Well, yeah, you gotta have different variety within the characters. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they're just different weapons, and that's
like.
Pretty all right, I guess.
But. Like, for instance, there's this, like, assassin-style player called Wraith. She's super fast, and, like, she's got this ability to go, like, invisible for, like, a few seconds.
Okay.
So, like, if you're in trouble, you go invisible, and you can, like, for 10 seconds, like, run away somewhere, and then, like, you'll phase back in. But while you do it, you can't, like, attack or anything, but it's, like, it's a defense. It's defense mechanic.
Okay, so it's, like, a way to, like, get out of the area, sort of?
Yeah, like, let's say you're under heavy fire, you can turn invisible, run around the corner, and they'll still be firing at that one spot, not knowing you just ran from this point
to this point,
and then you phase back in, and you could either go around them or, you can try and sneak around them if you want.
Yeah, sounds like a very versatile.
Or you can go like the head-on approach with this other character, Gibraltar. He's just big Samoan dude that moves slow, but he's very shield-oriented. And and you could tell looking at him, like, this guy is a tank. Like, he just takes the damage. And he's got actually a special ability where he drops, like, this big, huge shield that, like, just protects you from anything. So if you have to, heal or pick somebody up, like, that's the cool thing. Like, you die, you're not completely, like, out of the game. It's cool. Like, you get knocked down first. When you get knocked down, you have an ability to, like, crawl back, like, to cover, so your, like, teammate can come and, like, revive you.
Okay.
Then let's say, like, if your teammate wasn't able to revive you and you got killed after you're down, your teammate can go and, like, pick up your, I guess it's like a chip or something. They pick that up and they bring you back to a respawn point, and they can respawn you back into the match.
That's actually cool.
So once you're down, you're not like completely gone from the match.
You as long as your teammates are still in the game, then you have a chance.
As long as you have one teammate around, you can bring your team back into the game and go right to the end.
Like that. Yeah,
that's cool.
Awesome.
And like I said, every teammate's got like their own special ability. Like mine right now, I like playing as Bloodhound
because
he's got this ability where he just tracks like people, and you can like see where all like the traps are, danger. Okay. He's got like one, it's like a x-ray mode. He just like hits it. It just does like a brief scan, tells you if like there's opponents in a building, but it just tells you like their last location. They could be there, and then all of a sudden they could be running around, but you know they're somewhere in there. Then he's got like a super special where like he goes in like to a frenzy mode, but like everything turns gray and only your opponents are like red, so and it lasts for about 20 seconds. But that's long enough to wipe out like a whole squad. And
fair, yeah.
Like Gibraltar 2 has like this airstrike that just completely destroys everything that you throw your airstrike grenade at. It's like a grenade, there's a flare, and all of a sudden you see like missiles like fly down and just destroy. And
that's cool.
Awesome. How recently was this game like released? I mean,
I think it's been about like a month and a half now. It was almost like just right after Resident Evil was like released, because like I was just about to like go buy it, and I seen one of my friends on Snapchat like playing, and I'm like, what's this new game? I even messaged him. He's like, dude, he's like, go get it. It's Apex Legends. It's on everything right now, and he's like, and it's free.
Oh, they did that. That's a good strategy. Cool. Yeah.
And they just started the Battle Pass last week. I haven't gotten it yet, but I eventually plan to, because like you can get all these like different skins for weapons and the characters. Okay.
So it's still a bit of like, I guess, not loot box kind of game, but at the same time, like
it is. You get points and you unlock these like loot boxes that give you like skins and different like
stat boosts, maybe, or
not stat boosts, but like for customization for banners, like you get, it could like your banner gets like different logos or different emblems and stuff like that. That's cool. And you can put like different victory speeches, like at the end of every match, like your character says like something. So like there's like tons of like different like victory like speeches you can choose, and like victory poses and all like stuff like that. There's like room for like customization and more stuff to be put into this game.
Okay.
Like I'm sure they're gonna make new weapons like eventually, and because they've been doing that too. Like they've been putting like a new weapon here and there like into it.
Yeah, I mean you kind of have to do that. New weapons, new characters, stuff like that.
Spice things up a bit.
Yeah, exactly.
They released a new character actually with the battle pass. I can't remember his name, but he looks like a pretty interesting character. He wears like a gas mask and.
Oh, that sounds badass actually.
Yeah, he's brand new.
Yeah, because like I see Overwatch like release new characters, I guess, not often, but like. At a good pace so that you still remember that the game's around. Like, one of the more recent ones that I remember, like, being released in the summer, I think, was, like, a hamster or something, like a giant mech. I forget his name, but yeah. He was pretty cool. Yeah.
The cool thing is the game makes you work right away, too. Like, right off the bat, like, two characters aren't playable. You gotta make... they either make you, like earn enough points, like, that they unlock, or you just buy... You can buy them right out if you want.
Oh, okay, yeah. Mm.
It's like they give you options. It's like, do you want to work hard and get like these two guys right away, or you want to play them? Because they're actually pretty good characters too. One's named Caustic.
Okay.
It's just like, this dude looks like pretty evil. Like you just like hear the character, the way he speaks and like presents himself. Like, oh, this guy's a bad guy.
Okay, yeah.
And what he does is like he lays like these like gas traps that like just release like this like poison gas that like completely F up your sight. And,
oh,
like,
boy.
And also slow you down and deal you damage as you're in the cloud. Jeez. So he's pretty good for that. Like if you're fighting in like small enclosures, you just lay bombs down and then like your opponent just rushes in before you know it. They're like, oh crap, like they hit the thing and he's completely immune to it. So like if like he's in there and the gas goes off, like he can just be like shooting you and like downing you like easily.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because like he's immune to it. You get hit by it. You get affected by it. And,
yeah.
And the other cool character is Decoy.
Oh.
He's actually like it's cool, like his body looks like he's got these like electrostatic field like pads on them, and what he does is like he actually makes decoys of himself. Yeah. So like you could stop somewhere and let's say you got like opponents that are around a corner, you can send a decoy like running past the hallway and like your opponents will run after that decoy, and as they're running after that decoy, you can just pick them off and
That's really cool.
And his like super is like he makes like a bunch of them, like a bunch of decoys just run around and then Nice. And you think like the decoys are real, and then all of a sudden you're just potting off decoys, and you're like, where's the hell's the real guy? And then the next thing you know, he snipes you out or takes you out with a shotgun.
In games is always like confused, because like it's easy to not do it right, because like you can make the decoys look way too easy to figure out that it's fake. Like
the decoys actually like, do motions where they seem like they're real, and it tricks you.
Do you see I don't know if they have this, but like other like icons like above characters is like heads or whatever.
Yeah.
Like so it would be on the decoy too. Okay, that's clever.
It really messes you up, yeah.
Good. Okay, it's good to see that mechanic actually working out well then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cuz like in some games, I forget which one specifically, but like usually like they'll just move in a straight line, or like they won't have the icon on top of their head. They could still see like,
or it'll only take like 5 steps and they'll stop. I can't remember what game it is. I think it's Halo, or there's another game like that. Yeah, your character makes a decoy, but all he does is he just runs in a straight line.
Yeah.
And like and like he'll hit a wall and like he'll just be running like into the wall. And like, well, that's definitely not.
That's totally real person, of course.
Yeah. That's not an NPC.
Yeah, because like this is, I don't even know if it's still popular today, but like back when it like was first coming out and stuff, there was Skylanders.
Remember that? Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
thing, that was a big thing.
Yeah.
There's this one character named Stealth Elf. She could create like a copy, like that's one of her abilities. But like, so that you can see where you are, you would still have like your icon, like player one, like on top of your head, like your invisible self.
Yeah. It totally gave you away.
Yeah. It gave you away. Like the copy would just like run forward and it was really bad. Like it was really sad to see.
Yeah. I noticed decoy is actually a lot smarter and like it actually can get you like kills.
Okay.
Yeah. So
that's actually really cool. Yeah. Like this game sounds really interesting, but like it's a first person shooter, right?
Yep.
I suck at those. Like, I've played Call of Duty once or twice against some friends, and like, I cannot. There's so much for me to like handle, like aiming, making sure I know where to aim and everything.
Grenades and healing.
All the extra weapons and stuff, like making sure everything's reloaded and doing all that fast enough to not die. It's a lot. Like the only first person thing that I'm actually decent at is Portal, and even then, that's like a puzzle game.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, this game kind of gives you like the little fairness. It's like not everybody's loaded out. It's like the Fortnite PUBG mechanic where you gotta like land, you gotta
find stuff.
You gotta go find your stuff, like your armors, your weapons, your grenades, shields, healing items, all that stuff. Yeah. It's all you gotta find it all. Attachments even too. That's the cool part. You can get like all different types of scopes and sights and extended rounds, quick draw rounds.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll try it eventually. Is it on Switch? Or?
I don't think so, actually. I think that's maybe the one thing. Because, yeah, it's very, I think it's rated, not mature, but I think it's rated teen. Whereas, like, actually, Fortnite's rated teen too, but, like, that's more.
Like, because, like, Nintendo's been more, like, lenient with the whole third party, like, mature stuff. Because, like, they have Doom on the Switch, so, yeah.
That's actually, yeah.
It used to be like that.
And Doom
like,
is Doom. Yeah, that's very.
Yeah.
Actually, you can find out right now. Let's see.
Yeah, I'm not sure because like if
Cause
it is
because it's made by Origin, which is EA.
Oh, okay. I mean, they have stuff on Switch. They have like I think it's, I don't know which ones. One other sports games is on Switch. So yeah, they have a lot. So yeah.
Yeah, it's only Microsoft Windows, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One for now. And it was released February 4th. So, yeah, it's been about, like, over a month now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe it'll come to Switch eventually. I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I wouldn't see why not, because, like, Fortnite came to the Switch after popular demand. I can imagine this one's going to
blow up, definitely.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like it's going to be a big thing. So.
And it's good on, like, I haven't played it on PlayStation, but I've played it on PC and I've played it on Xbox, and it plays well on both platforms. So if I recommend it to anybody like that has any of these platforms that can play it, get it. And it's, like I said, it's free, and it's up to you if you want to buy the Battle Pass or not.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you really want those exclusive skins and stuff like that.
Yeah, like you can get more stuff, or you can just play it to play it, I guess.
Yeah.
Kill some downtime, play a few rounds. Like I said, it's very fast paced. Like, rounds don't last more than 20 minutes for sure.
Okay.
I guess for now, I'll stick with Splatoon then, though, because it's not on Switch. So, yeah. I really love Splatoon. It's such a fun game.
It's a good game.
I mean, Splatoon 2 isn't that different from the first game, but I don't think it has to be. It doesn't have to stray too far. You haven't? No. Well, I recommend it. It's actually really fun.
Okay.
They added some new weapons. Like, they have,
I'm sure, like, new maps, new weapons.
Yeah, new maps, new weapons.
Minor, they have minor new mechanics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, on the Wii U one, you had to jump with the X button, which was really awkward.
Yeah.
Like, now it's the B button, so.
Okay, that's easier.
Yeah, definitely. It's more typical.
Mm-hmm.
And, because on the Wii U one, you had, like, the gamepad and everything, and you could, like, tap the gamepad to, like, teleport, like, fly next to your, teammate or something. And you don't have that now.
Yeah.
You can press X, and I don't know why they had like gyroscope controls where you can like aim like where you want to go. Like it shows like a little map on the screen.
Oh, okay.
And then there's like a little cursor, and you have to like move your controller in the direction of like one of your teammates,
okay,
and then press A to like tell, I guess fly over to where they are.
Okay.
So cool. That's a good compromise. Like I didn't know they were going to do that when they were porting it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like they have new weapons, like the dualies, just two guns instead of one, and you can dodge with them, dodge roll and stuff.
Oh. Okay.
It's actually really diverse. That's and fun. Cool.
That actually sounds like a very crucial mechanic, like added.
Oh yeah.
Like dodge rolling and.
Because like most other weapons don't do that, but like the sacrifice to that is them. They don't do a lot of damage really.
Okay.
And, they cover a good amount of ground, but like, and they're, it's good for like maneuvering, but, other than that, yeah, they're a little bit hard to use.
Okay.
They're different.
Yeah.
Cause like, why do that when you have your typical splatter shot? So
yeah,
it's really up to preference.
Yeah. It's gotta be a give and take. Definitely.
Yeah. Like I use a roller. So yeah, that's not even a gun. You just
run around and
yeah, you run around, you like just squash people with it and cover as much ground as you can, obviously, and it's really good for that. So yeah. Actually, the whole like three people team thing in Apex Legends, because I'm me, reminded me of upcoming game Team Sonic Racing. It's that
okay?
Yeah, it's coming out May, I think, either late April or early May, but yeah, I'm not sure. It was initially supposed to come out Christmas, but they realized there was no interest in it at all because they weren't releasing enough like trailers for it.
Oh, okay.
Like there was nothing to like
no promos.
Yeah, I think people want to wait for more of the Sonic movie stuff to come out.
Yeah, like even now the game is a bit under the radar, but it's starting to pick up a bit of traction. Like I wasn't interested at all in it, but then they released a new trailer which showed off like new customization. They showed off more music because they keep remixing tracks from past games, and it's it sounds really good, honestly.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if you play many Sonic games, but like if...
No, I haven't.
Yeah. Well, they're like picking out like really obscure ones too. Like,
oh,
so
that's
like,
cool.
Yeah, like so if maybe you played like one game that no one else has played or something, then you'll find something to like.
That's good.
They have a really diverse cast of characters. Like, they had other games in the past where it was Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing. Like, I don't know if you heard about those.
Yeah.
It was a bunch of different Sega reps.
I think I had that game.
Yeah, that on was DS. Pretty fun. Yeah.
Yeah, I had that game.
But, like, I think they want it to sell a bit more, so they just kind of... It's a bit hard for, like, some of the more longtime fans of, like, Sega stuff, because, like, the Sega characters are just gone.
Yeah.
It's just the Sonic cast now. Mm-hmm. But at the same time... We haven't had a core Sonic racing game in so long.
Yeah.
So it's really cool seeing just like the main universe and all the characters.
Mm-hmm.
I get to play as my boy Silver, so I'm really happy. So yeah. Anyway, how the game goes is you can do normal races, of course, but like the main selling point is that it's like team racing. So like there's different team actions you can do. Like if like one of your teammates is ahead of you, you can use their like path they make. I think it's a slipstream or something to get a little boost and go faster.
Oh, okay.
Stuff like that. You can give your teammates items that you get if you like if they need it. Like they can do like a little prompt like I need this or something. Like I need an item and you can give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit complicated, but
It seems like that's like becoming a new thing now. Like I noticed it in the Division and also Apex and like you said in this one, you don't really need to like use headsets and like communicate with your teammates.
Yeah,
you just like like ping like
little button prompts and stuff.
Yeah,
like just like
because Apex has that now. It's like it's called the ping option. Mm-hmm. And basically, you just use your left bumper and you ping stuff. Like you let them know like ammo here or let's go here or let's drop here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
it works really well for people that don't have like mics and stuff. So
like in the many rounds I played, I'd say maybe a third of it I played with a headset, and then the rest I'm like, you know what, I don't even need this. Like just ping wherever I need to, like let my teammates know like stuff.
Yeah,
like hey, we should go here. I'll just ping the crap out of it and like press it like 3 times.
Okay.
Like, yo, let's go here, let's go here, let's go here.
Yeah, it's really useful.
Or if I see something that, like, my teammate doesn't have and I have, like, you know, big armor or big gun, I'll, like, definitely ping that. Like, yo, come get this, like, we need this.
Like, if you don't need it, but someone else could use it on your team, just call them over,
That's good.
Yeah, you can do stuff like that in Splatoon as well. Like,
And the ping even, like, leaves, like, a little marker on it, too. So, like, you know exactly where it is on the map, too.
Yeah, like, it'll show, like, in Splatoon, but it'll show, like where the person is saying this, basically. Like,
okay.
Because like, there's two options. You can there's just a celebratory one, like after someone kills someone or something. Like, you just say "booyah" or something.
Okay.
But there's also this way, which just tells them basically just follow you or something. Like mm-hmm. maybe they need backup or maybe there's like turf that needs to be covered. And one of the better ones is when you get like killed. You can press the button to say like "ouch," just so that you know that there's enemies around and they're packing heat.
Yeah,
yeah, it's really useful, and I'm excited to see stuff like that in Team Sonic Racing. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, I hope it's good. Like, there's I had like low expectations for it at first, but then they delayed it, and that never happens for Sonic games. First of all. A lot of them end up rushed forces.
But I was just gonna say that I'm like, yeah, aren't a lot of those games like just released, like just whether or not yeah. it's like completed or not.
Mm-hmm. They like try to get out the door for Christmas so that it can sell particularly well. But I mean, it does usually work for that regard, but it doesn't work quality wise. Like the games,
it's like within weeks, like or a week, there's like tons of like Reddit clips, mm-hmm. quotes, and
mm-hmm.
posts.
Oh well, yeah. Like, you start to notice, like, the stuff that's rushed and the stuff that's missing, and mm-hmm. it's, yeah. But the fact that they delayed it is a really good sign, and it shows because they added all the customization. Like, you can customize how your car looks, mm-hmm. How it sounds, like its horn and stuff. Oh,
that's cool.
Oh, yeah, you can add, like, different, like, I think they said it was, like, vinyls. Like, it's just, like, patterns and stuff on the car and
okay.
different paint jobs and stuff.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah. And... it's not just like cosmetic either. Like you actually get like different wheels and stuff, kind of like Mario Kart, but it mm-hmm. kind of looks a bit more in depth, honestly.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Mario Kart. There's not too many options.
Yeah. There's like your wheels, your actual car, your glider. Yeah. The glider's new. So
yeah,
it was in Mario Kart 7, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's pretty cool. Do you think they're going to make a Mario Kart 9 anytime soon? Speaking of.
I have no idea. When was the last one? When was the one?
Okay, well, Mario Kart 8 was released on the Wii U.
Okay.
And then they made Mario Kart 8 Deluxe for the Switch.
For the Switch, yeah. When was that? Last year?
Deluxe came out, like, around when the Switch was first launched. Okay. So must have been, like... Yeah, must have been either last year or 2 years ago, because the Switch is 2 years old, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Like... Do you think they would release Mario Kart 9 on the Switch, or would they wait for possibly the next console? Or maybe, like, the next version of the Switch?
I don't know. How often do they release Mario Kart games?
Usually, like, every console has to have one. But, like, I'm not sure, because, like, okay. they ported the same one from Wii U onto the Switch. They changed yeah. some stuff up to make it pretty different.
But it's still not, like, a unique game.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I think it'd be a good idea mm-hmm. to release a unique one for the Switch.
Yeah, but to make it unique, I don't know where they would go from.
I don't
there.
Know what like, they would do. Yeah,
yeah, like they've gotten almost everything. They have customization. They have zero gravity.
Yeah, they really have to switch it up.
Yeah, no kidding. Maybe add more like air mobility. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know, because like, I was going back to Sonic for a second, but there was Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed, and mm-hmm. that kind of did the... I'm not sure what came out first, Mario Kart 7 or that, but they kind of did the whole, like, different terrain sort of thing,
mm-hmm.
where, like, you have your normal, like, on-land kart racing,
yep.
but then there was also your car would turn into, like, a boat in water areas.
Oh, that's cool.
And like, a ship in, like... flying area, so you can like fly around up mm-hmm. and down and left and right. It's actually really cool. I had to get that actually.
That's cool.
That I played
cool.
it like once on the Wii U, but that was the inferior version, so yeah, bad frame rate.
Yeah,
but yeah, I wonder what they would do for Mario Kart 9. Like, what they would add.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like a different mechanic they could add, but they've done a lot, so
yeah,
maybe they'll bring the double dash thing back because mm-hmm. like. That was like I would
possibly like the two racers switching yeah. back and forth.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, it would be really, maybe make it a mode or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
it was a really cool gimmick. So, yeah, yeah. So that's gonna wrap it up for today. Thank you, Mac, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
It was a really fun time. I guess we'll see you guys next week, or we'll talk about something completely different. Maybe a more general topic. So, peace.